The Chazon Ish was once seen, and he was looking at the Chazon Ish was seen looking at the flower. And the Chazon Ish was looking at it very, very carefully, looking from all sides, looking at this flower, and he was getting more and more. You could see how he was getting more and more worked up about it. But it came to the point that whilst he was initially standing, eventually Heilige Chazon Ish had to sit down. You could see it was all shaken. Looking at the flower, it was shaking. He had to sit down on his humble couch, sit down. And then when he was approached and said, what's going on? Why are you looking at this flower and why are you getting all shaky from it? Chazon Ish explained, he said, I wanted to get above Chizuk in Emunah. I want to strengthen my Emunah a little bit. So I said, I'm going to look at the flower, see how a flower develops and how it emerges. So I took a flower and I looked at it. I was thinking of development, how flower initially is so small and how it grows and how it flourishes and it comes out. And I was just thinking about it, and I got so blown away by the beauty of nature, by the beauty HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the nature grow so beautifully, and then I just couldn't cope. I had to just sit down for a minute because I was literally blown away from that. So I saw the Meister Balei Musa say that the Tu B'Shvat is very much about that, once we are digesting and enjoying a little bit of the flowers. Enjoying a little bit the fruit, the peros ha'aretz. So when we look at this, at every fruit, how it's unique and beautiful. Tu B'Shvat is a time that we just think about how our Kadosh Baruch Hu's nature is so incredibly beautiful. And at times we forget. Modcha Miller said once that nature in Loshon HaKodesh is called teva. Teva is nature in Loshon HaKodesh. And Modcha Miller, you know, they all in used to say that. The Loshon Teva in Loshon HaKodesh means also is the shorish of Tes, Veis, Ayin, is Litvoya, to sink, to drown. And he says, it's not Shloi Bechinam, it's not, you know, for nothing that it is like that, but the reason is because, what's the connection between drowning and nature? The connection is that because sometimes we drown, we don't see the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways in the nature, and we drown and not seeing it. We are blinded by it because it's so common and it's so frequent. We don't see anymore. We're drowning. We don't see anymore the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation and the miracles of the nature. And that's why Teva comes from Loshon Litvoya. And Tu B'Shvat is a little bit of a time a day that we think about this a little bit, and we are mechazik a little bit our emunah and our understanding, and we knew our sense a little bit of understanding the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Chazon Ish took a flower and he fainted basically from the beauty of it. So this is the Chazon Ish on his madrega, but at least for us once a year to think a bit about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature is so beautiful, whether it is the flowers, whether it is the fruit, whether it's vegetables, whether it's even the seasons, everything around it is so beautiful, and it's about thinking a little bit, about taking a bit of time, contemplating about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful ways. Simen Shin Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph. As a short introduction, if we understand this introduction, then we're going to be able to go very quickly through the Sif. Few introductions. First introduction is that Melechis Hoitzah has three parts. One is the Akira. I'll need you in a minute. Are you okay to be volunteer for a minute? Akira means to uproot. And then there's the taking out. And then the Hanocha, the depositing. So Akira is uprooting. Hanocha is putting down. Three parts. If I want to do Hoitzah, I need to lift something up, by definition. I need to take it out or into a domain or out of a domain. From the place where I am, I stretch it out. And then afterwards, I put it down, and that's the Hanocha. Hakira, Hoitzah, Hanocha. Good. Point number one. What happens if you only do some of it and not all of it? If you only do an Hakira without a Hanocha? If you do only Hanocha without an Hakira, what's the Hanocha then? That's right. You're only doing a Derabon, you're not doing a Deraisa. The Torah transgression is only done if you do all three parts. Akira, Hoitzah, and Hanocha. Okay. If you do only parts of it, it's only going to be a Derabon. Now, good. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, this Simon, which we're going to be doing tonight, it has one Seif. We'll go through various examples of that, and the bottom line is, if you do an Akira without a Hanocha, Hanocha without an Akira, you're only going to be doing Midrabanan. Okay, let us see the examples. Okay, see if Aleph min ha-Torah ne-chayif. You only over min ha-Torah transgression. Helok she-oike chayifetz b'rishus yochid v'nichoy b'rishus rabim. That's only if you're only over on a Torah transgression if you're doing the hakira in one domain and you're depositing it, you're placing it in another domain. Whether it's yochid or rishus rabim. The Mishnah tells us, this is from the Pasuk, we learn it from a Pasuk, that it says, Me'am horet la'ba'asoy so, ha'oy says, kulo chayiv chatos, you only chayiv if you're doing the whole melacha, v'loy says, mikzasa, but if you're doing part of the melacha, you're not over mederaisa. Continue Shulchan Aruch, next page. Top of page 402. Ha'val poshet yod elifnim, v'chayifetz b'yodoy, can I have you for a minute? Do you mind to volunteer? Should we take this chayifetz? Should we take this? Okay, should we pretend for a minute? This is the house. Chaim is in the house. And this is the public domain. Okay? So, yeah, you okay? Are you okay to volunteer? Okay. So I will post it the lift name. If I'm taking this now, and I'm putting it in the chayifetz biyodoy, it's an item in my hand, and I'm putting it like this, and I'm not putting it down, so I'm not putting it into the Rosh Hashanah. This is the house. Yeah, Chaim is the house. So I'm putting it, I'm doing an akira, and I'm doing the, but I grab it, take it away, that's right. So all I've done is the akira, but he has done the melacha. He took it and he put it down. I didn't do the full melacha. Why not? Well, why did I not do the full melacha?
You didn't put it down.
I didn't put it down. So Shulchan Aruch is on top of the page, 402. I still need you, don't run away. If I stretch my hand inside, an item in his hand, and his friend took it away, we're standing inside. Oy, sheposhito lechutz, or vice versa. Go for it, Chaim Yeshua. He stretched his hand out, lechutz, vechefetz biyod, an item in his hand. For not lechaver, and I take it, oymet bechutz, who is standing outside. Now, sheze oka vezen yach, one did akira, the other one did hanocha. What's the halocha? Both rabbanon, shnei and peturim, both of them are potu, meaning they're potu from a deraisa, but they still did the rabbanon. Avol also lasu is kein mit rabbonon, but it's still also to do so mit rabbonon. Veim poshet yod elifnim. What happens though if I stretch my hand inside? So I'm lifting it up and I'm stretching it in. Veim poshet yod elifnim vechefetz biyod v'nichol lesuich yad chaveiro. Can you open up both hands? And I'm putting it like this into his hands, like this. So again, I've done an akira. And I've taken it into the domain and I've placed it in his hands. What's going to be the halacha then? Deraisa. I've done the deraisa. Why?
You've done all three.
I've done all three. That's right. So v'im poshet yod elifnim, if I stretch my hand inside, v'chayfetz biyoto, an item in his hand, v'nicho l'shech yad chaveiroi, and I've placed it into the hand of his friend, ho'oymet bifnim, who is standing inside, oy, or, what's the other option? What is it? Sheposhat yod elifnim, the other option is, do you mind to hold it? And I'm now doing, I'm doing an akira, I'm taking it from his hand. Part number two, I'm taking it out, and now I'm depositing it over here. Here again, I've done all three. I've lifted it up from his hands, and I've taken it out, and I've deposited it in the rabim. It turns out, the one who's standing outside, which is in our case, me, Levadoi Oka Venyach, I've myself done the Akir and the Anocha. Hu Chayev, I've done Chiyuv Vechaveroi Potu, Aval also. His friend is still also with Rabbon. Now this is a bit of an interesting one. Why did he do the Rabbonon? Surely in this case, you might should do it once again. In this case, we're saying that he's still doing the Rabbonon. Why? I've done this, this, and this, and I'm Chayev Medereise. But in this particular case, Chayev Medereise, Chaim is still doing a drabonon. Why so?
Because he's holding it. You're not taking it from the floor or a table. You're taking it from him.
And therefore,
he's part of what goes on. So it's the drabonon.
So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Zayin, there's an exception here, yeah? And he says as follows: Loi mishum isur Shabbos. There's not an issa in terms of Shabbos. Elo shemachshil es chaveiro v'goyrem loy lehoytzi chefetz shelachnisoy. This is v'yesh b'zeh isra toira mishum lifnei iver. There's a general, universal issa of lifnei iver. What is lifnei iver? Whilst literally lifnei iver means you're making a blind person stumble, that's the literal translation. Chazal tell us lifnei iver actually is, it's got another interpretation, which means that you make somebody do a transgression. If you cause somebody doing an issa, you're oiv on lifnei iver. In this particular case, Chaimer innocently, he held the item, which only helped me, if not for him, I couldn't have done the Issah. He helped me during the, he supported me in my Malacha. He made me do the Issah. If not for him, I would have not done the Issah. Therefore, there's not, it's a Shabbos, but he's doing a Lifnei Iver. By making me be over on it's a Shabbos, he's over Lifnei Iver.
That's what I'm saying. He consciously wants you to take the book.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely.
If
that's right. No, you're right. This is an important point. The post can say that. If he's innocently reading, innocently learning this Mishnah, and I'm grabbing it off him and I'm taking it away, you're right. You'll be no lifnei iver on his side. Very good point. Yeah. So it's only because you're like saying, take it, kind of thing. That's right. Yeah. Now, okay, that's not the pot of an osu. But in generally, what we're learning is that in terms of meleches hoitzah, I am doing the full Issa because I've done all three parts. Akira, Hoitza, Hanocha. Even if the person standing externally is a goy, also it's still also. Because it's as if you're making him take it out. Similarly also, if, can you do it to me now? If you're doing all three, yeah? That would also be a beautiful example of him doing Akira, Hoitza, and Anocha. What would be the Anocha then? He's doing the Raisa, and me? I'm not even sure if there's a Rabbanon. Why is saying that which Rabbanon would I be doing in this case?
Because you're involved in taking it from him, perhaps.
Not really, because in this case it doesn't really need me. He could have put it on the floor for the same price. So I'm not really helping him. So, similarly also, if you are taking it for me and you are putting it, if you would be taking it, in this case now, Akira, Hoitza, Hanocha, if you're doing it in this case, that the item is in my hands externally, and you're taking it, then, Shoyim Bifnim Chayev, Chaim in this case would be Chayev, Shoka Veniach, Voyim Bechutz Potter, but also in this case over here would be also with Rabbon because I'm enabling him to do the Melacha. Yeah.
So when do we say that if the Lifnei Iver thing applies? Just when there's some kind of involvement?
Yes, a positive involvement to enable him to do the Melacha. Yeah, good. So the key concept that we need to remember here is that Meleches Hoitzah has got three parts. Akira, Hoitzah, Hanocha. That we need to know that. And if he fails to do all three conditions, it's only with the Rabbanon. And finally, the last point that we saw here is with regards to Lifnei Iver, that if a person supports and enables somebody to do Melacha, there may not be a Melacha, Meleches Shabbos, but it's a general Issa of Lifnei Iver. Thank you very much. This, by the way, this applies for any other Isurim as well. If you enable somebody to do Melacha, there's an Israel Lifnei Iver. If you enable somebody to do Melacha, if you make somebody do a try, if you do somebody do an Issa, that's Lifnei Iver Le'usit Emichshol. Yeah. So that's the problem. If somebody sells a teifa food items, for instance, that's Lifnei Iver. So if a person has got, or if a person has a shop or something, shop is a good example, or a business which may be open on Shabbos, besides anything else, or the other, there's all other Shurim as well, but it could be, it's the rice as well of Lifnei Iver, because you're making other due transgression, and that's perhaps even on online businesses, that if you have a business which is operating on Shabbos, that besides other Yisurim as well, there's other Yisurim as well, but it's certainly also a problem with Ne'iva if you know that Yidin will be accessing it and using it on Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, let's move on to Simon Shin Lamed Ches, page 366. Gentlemen, a Sefer Torah on Shabbos Kodesh, a Sefer Torah generally, if it's fully in its full glory, what does this Sefer Torah normally have? Pardon? belts. Very good. So he's got the mantle, who we call the mantle, which is the literal translate. The mantle is the coat. It's not really a coat. How do we call it? How would you call the Sefer Torah's? The mantle. How do you call it in English? Mantle? Ah, yeah? I thought it's a Yiddish word only. No, it's in it. Okay, the mantle, you know. And then there is the crown. That's right, the Keser Torah, the crown. And then normally there will be bells attached to it. Now the question is, as Naftali pointed out, there's bells to it. The question is as follows. What's the purpose of the bell? Why is the minhag that you have bells? It's a type of covert that it's has a certain. So the question is as follows: is there a problem to do that, to carry them around on Shabbos? We learned the beginning of Simon Shin Lamed Ches taught us that musical instruments on Shabbos are also. We learned that not only a musical instrument per se is also on Shabbos, but we learned that even clapping with your hands is also because it's a bit more far-fetched, but it may lead to somebody to fix musical instruments. So the question is, if a musical instrument is also on Shabbos, and it is, musical instruments are also on Shabbos, why are the bells permitted on the Sifrei Torah? More than that. In some shuls, now I don't know how common that is anymore, but in some shuls, the curtain, the poiches of the oren, has in the bottom, besides those fancy strings over here, they also had bells. By opening and closing, it would make a certain noise. Is that still, have you seen it anywhere? Bells, by the opening and closing of the... No, but it certainly used to be in many places. So the question is, why is it mutter? Is it mutter? And if yes, why? Bells attached to a Sefer Torah, bells attached to the mutter also. Why? Your intention is not to make a musical sound. What's your intention? To use the Sefer Torah. So your intention is not to actually cause a musical noise. You just want to get the Sefer Torah out. And if it makes a noise, it's not your intention.
The bells aren't there to make a noise.
You're saying that must be, that if they're there, they must be for a musical.
For visual,
so it should be also, according to the Aftola, it should be also attacker. Yeah.
Unless they're there for aesthetic reasons rather than for auditory reasons.
Yes. And indeed, some will take away, and if you're right, then some will take away, within the bell, they'll take away the... It's called the inbal, I don't know what it's called in English, the actual thing that makes the noise.
The bell.
They keep the external part. Yeah, so they keep the external shell kind of thing. And the inside that goes around, that little stick that goes around, they take that out. So you have the aesthetical part, but not the noise part, not the musical aspect. So these are all valid questions. What's the head over here? I want to quickly go through the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and then go into the Mishnah, who discusses this in great detail. So let's see again, see if Aleph, which is bottom of page 366. Ashmas Koil Bekli Shia also. Musical sound on Shabbos is also. Havol HaKashal Adeles V'chir Yitzabazei. She'en Adarech Shia Motu, but to HaKashal Adeles, but to not make a sound on the door. When the intention is not music, it's mutter, it's permitted. V'chein, im lo yovid ma'is ha'shori. V'lachein, therefore, elu shekorei lechavreim metzavtzem b'fiyem, k'mo etzipoyer. Those who call their friends with their mouths, and the metzavtzem b'fiyem, they whistle with their mouth, k'mo etzipoyer, like a bird. Whistle, also mutter on Shabbos, to whistle. You like to whistle? Mutter la'asor yisrei b'Shabbos, is permitted to do on Shabbos. But the also hakas b'Shabbos al adeles b'tabas akuvah b'adeles, but it is also on Shabbos to knock with a door knocker on the door on Shabbos. Afal pishen mechav v'neshildo. You don't mean music. What do you mean? What do you mean when you use a door knocker on Shabbos? What do you mean? You don't mean a musical sound, but you mean let me in and now, yeah. Hoil As I said that, so Afal Piken Shen Mecham Lashem Mekomokim Hoyd Vakli Miuchad Lekach Also, but he says the Meister, since the door knock is meant to cause a musical sound, it's therefore also Velochen, therefore also Leshamish Lakos Aladeles, the Shamish, what used to be called in the olden days in Shtetl, used to be called a Vekka. You hear the expression of the Vekka? Every shtetl used to have a person that used to be paid by the shul to go around from door to door with a bell and go around and wake up people. And they used to say a certain nusach in Yiddish, used to go around in shtetl. It was a paid job to go around the Vekka. I could really use one of those still. It'd be very good. Yeah, we know. It's a very handful. I don't know why we stopped. I think it's really... it'd be very useful. Imagine that... For teenage, for them, they need to come away with a bucket of water. But a bucket of water will do the trick. For the teenage to go second time around with a bucket of water. And I must say that in Gates Yeshiva, I don't know what the other yeshivas do, but in Gates Yeshiva, there was a bacha. He was a prestigious, was a choshva job. There was like the fum boy, like the thing. He one that was appointed by the mashkiach himself. He'd go around 15 minutes before shachris with his massive oversized bell. And he would go around from room to room, and he would not let anybody sleep in, and he don't want to be near him because he was armed with pillows as well. He had to make sure that everybody, yes, and it was, the results were very impressive, I must say. he was well armed, but it worked. He did a trick. I must say, it did the trick. We're all there for shachris. So that was the Vekka. Now the Vekka, if he goes around, is he allowed to use those door knocks? So he says over here, V'lochen also l'shamish l'hakos al ha'deles. No, the Vekka has to find another way of waking up people. He is not allowed to use these door knockers. L'ikol l'beis ha'knesset, to call Yidin to come to shul. Al'idei ha'kli ha'miyuchat l'kach, for this designated door item, he's not allowed to. El'amak ha'biyodo al ha'deles, but he is to knock with his hand on the door, but he's not allowed to use this designated item. So here we go. So he says that in principle, you're not making music and therefore it's fine, but since this is the keli which is designated for creating musical sound, therefore it is actually also, and you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nevov goes into the details about this belt on the Sefer Torah and the Paroiches. And he brings the Taz, Sifkot Nevov. Kosova Taz, Kanovirideh, the Taz writes here and in Yeridea. The Mizemuchach to also litlois Beshabbos ois on a Paroiches. It is therefore forbidden to hang on a Paroiches, Pamoinim bells, Leashmir coil, to make a sound, Shepois chin oro when you open the oro. It is also, Vechain, similarly, Hapaamoinim, the bells, Ala Atzichaim, which are hanging on the Atzichaim, on these wooden Sefer Torah parts, Shel Sefer Torah, that is also to have bells on it. Kevin, the Ikra Avidite Lekola, because its main purpose is the sound. Vashach Sham Cholikolov. The Shach disagrees. Mitam do Kaimelon, Tzich Mitzvah, he says that no, this is only Midrabonon, and since it's for Mitzvah purpose, it is therefore Mutter. Yes, generally, don't make music, but here it is for Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's mitzvah purpose, it's covered atur, and therefore it's permitted. I'm skipping the next two lines. The Mishnah Berurah goes, and he says, Lechatchila, and last is came to Shabbos. He says, ideally, he doesn't like it so much, Chavetz Chaim doesn't like it. But it's those who are lenient, and limchois biyodom, you don't have to protest against them. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he doesn't like it, doesn't sound like he's particularly impressed, but he says if the meaning is in that particular place to have those kinds of bells, it's permitted. You can leave it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that if there's a door that has a sound, you know, sometimes you have a door that makes a sound when you, like a certain bell or something, like when you go to the shops, there's like a ding 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 when you open that. You know what I mean? So those, are you allowed to have that in your house? No, absolutely. And he says, because even if it would be permitted to make that kind of bell for a Sefer Torah or for a Paroiches, that's only Tzorech Mitzvah, but in the house there's no Tzorech Mitzvah, it's no Mitzvah related at all, and therefore it's certain, according to all opinions also. Okay, Rabbi said, we learned, Simon Shin Lamed Ches, we discussed the Issa of Klei Shir, we spoke about the door and knocker, which is also, and the Vekka has to find something else. to use to wake up the Eden to go to shul. With regards to the Sefer Torah and the Baruches, since the Tzorich Mitzvah, the Amatirim, Shabu doesn't like it so much, but certainly if there's no Tzorich Mitzvah, it remains also. Good evening. Oh, good question. Who woke up the Vekka? I don't know. I really don't know.